1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Tell the audience what you've been telling me. I'm with Mr. Parsley. Go ahead, sir. We're on the air live right now, sir, and you can repeat what you were telling me off the air.
Well, I'm just devastated is the best way to say it.
I understand that. I'll let the audience know you've lost your son to a horrible accident.
Well, call it an accident, you know.
But you bring my audience up to speed on this, because it's...
My boy, Patrick, he was going to be 15 years old in March, was with a friend of his, and I've always kept it. I have two weapons, Mr. Hendry. I've got two handguns. One is a 41 Magnum. It's a Smith & Wesson. It's a 41-inch, and the other is a 38.
Yes, sir.
And I've always kept the ammunition locked away. But I had been showing it to a friend of mine who was looking at different weapons for a gun show. And I have a safe downstairs. My son, along with his friend of his, was down there, and the boys were looking at it as they knew they shouldn't have been. And the gun went off. It was in the hand of his friend. And Patrick was killed.
Jesus.
And there's nothing I can do, you know.
What about this other boy?
Well, he's, I'm sure, devastated. I know his family is.
Was there a police report, sir?
Yeah, they're putting it together now, yeah. They interviewed me, and they interviewed my my wife, and they interviewed this other young man. But I just wanted to say to you and to everyone listening, appreciate what you have, because you never know when it's going to be taken from you.
Amen.
And appreciate every day that you have it. And we're just trying to put one foot in front of the other.
I just want to express my condolences, sir. It's from the, you know, from my heart, my show, whatever we can do.
Well, I can tell you that it has come at the worst possible time for my family, because I was laid off from the company that I worked for in late January.
Which company is that?
It was Dashman Electronics. I was a line inspector over there in North Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the fact that you've called our program. This is brutal, losing your job, losing your son.
I will tell you this. I'd lose a million jobs.
Absolutely.
I'd lose a million jobs before I would lose one of my own. I don't care about losing my job, I'll tell you that. I just was calling up to say to appreciate what you have.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, I can't, nor would I even pretend to know what you're experiencing.
And we're going to bury him in a week. And I don't know how, and I can tell you that, because of the fact that we've been financially strapped. And I guess it doesn't matter, you know, but I'm going to try the very best I can.
You're going to have a funeral for him, right?
I don't think we will be able to, because I don't have the resources to bury my own son. It's the only son that I have. And I don't know what else we can do. I suppose we'll turn him over to the county.
You don't have the funds to bury your boy?
No, I don't.
Is there something, sir, that we could do?
No, sir, there isn't. No, sir. I don't take charity from anybody. I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your thoughts. But I don't take charity. I never have, and I never will. I just, the worst part is just not being able to afford a proper burial. You know, you go from one day to the next. And I've been looking for a job. I'm a trained electrician.
Yes, sir.
But right now the job market in that field, especially in California, is very tight. So I guess what I'll do is, my wife was joking, I guess we'd just dig a hole and, something like that.
Well, that's not necessary. You have to have a proper ceremony marking the end of your son's life to help you and your family.
I'd like to, but I don't have...
Is there any way that we can help, my audience and I?
No, sir. I don't see how.
I mean, we could... If people have money, there'd be somewhere they could send the money?
I wouldn't do that. I'd do it for my wife, I guess. My wife is the only one I... You know, my wife and my two daughters, I don't care for myself at all.
I mean I could ask my audience. Let me give my phone number out. And we're not going to do a fundraiser here tonight, folks, or anything like that.
I just don't want anybody thinking I'm a charity case.
No, sir, we're not. Let me see if our phone number out, and which is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And, you know, I don't know how much it costs to... It's a sad topic, but...
Well, a man told me, we talked to people, they say it's probably around $6,000-$7,000.
Well, I know you don't want charity. Maybe there's someone who has a... This is... I don't know. Maybe someone has a funeral home or something. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I mean, if you want to, I guess. But my wife... I would only do it for my wife. I don't ever take charity for myself. I'd only do it for my wife. But that's not why I called you, Mr. Hendry. I wanted you to know. I've listened to the station off and on for over the many years, and I guess I was just reaching out, you know.
No, I understand. I understand. I totally do, and I hope that we've been sensitive to you.
You've been a real gentleman, sir. Thank you.
Well, I hope that we've been sensitive to you, and I'm. Can I ask you, the gun? It's just tough.
The gun was loaded. I always usually keep the ammunition locked away, but this friend of his wanted to go see it. This young man, who is, I know his father for a long way. Kyle Brown's the young man's name. I know Joe Brown and his father, and Kyle, who was always talking my son into things. He's the one that wanted to see the gun.
How did he pull the trigger? Did he point it at him?
He might have. Yeah, he might have. They've done a police report. I mean,
are you suspecting this kid killed your son on purpose?
You never know. You never know. I've never personally liked the kid. But here I have. My son's been maybe. I don't know, but my son's been murdered. I don't have a job. My wife is sick. And it's going to cost me, and I can't bury my own son. And I don't know how much more the good Lord is going to put on my shoulders before I just go out. You know, I can't even...
Well, you don't want to think about that, okay?
Well, I don't...
No, you don't want to go down that road, okay?
Well, I need money to bury my son, and... I don't know what I'm going to do.
You never know, sir, the capacity for people to hear another human in need is sometimes a very great capacity. But if you wouldn't mind taking, I'd be happy to personally donate to you and your family $500 toward the burial of your son, Patrick.
Well, that's very thoughtful. It's going to be a lot more than that, though. It's not going to do it, you know.
No, I know that, sir, but maybe we'll get some people donating. I don't know.
$500 is just not going to do it. I mean, I appreciate it very much. You don't know. I mean, and I don't want to take charity, but it's... I mean, I told you it was $6,000, you know, and that's the number the guy told me over at the funeral parlor, so...
No, I know that, but this is a way... All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Can you imagine that? Here's a guy who's lost his son to a horrifying accident. Loaded gun in the house. Kids playing with it. Kids dead. Lost his job. Doesn't have money to pay for any kind of a funeral for his son. His wife's sick. He thinks maybe his son could have been murdered by this neighbor kid. They don't know yet. He doesn't want charity. I don't know what to say. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On the peripheral edge of reality. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With a bow and arrow, you know. It's just,
you have a bow and arrow?
I do. I got a crossbow. I've done a little bit of hunting with it. But,
all right, we're back on the air here with Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley lost his son, Patrick. That was his name, right, sir?
Yes, sir. It was Patrick. Patrick Martin.
Yes, sir. And he was 14?
He was about to turn. Excuse me.
I understand. Anyway, the young man was about to turn 15. So you're in a bad way here. Not just have you lost your son, you've lost a job. You can't afford a funeral for him.
No, and I'm ashamed of myself for even talking about it like this, because I never took a dime of charity in my life. But my wife is... She's got, you know, a brand new dress that she bought. I bought it for her last year in Hawaii. She's never had a chance to wear it. She said, I'm never going to get to wear it anywhere. And I said, yeah. And she said, and now I can't even wear it to my son's funeral. Where am I going to wear it? And I would just do it for her. That's all.
All right, hold on for a minute, because I got Sam on the line here. Sam, go ahead.
Go ahead?
Yeah, well, go ahead, sir. Did you have a comment you wanted to make, or?
No, I didn't really want to make any comment.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Going to contribute.
Okay, sir, and how much did you want to contribute?
Well, I wish I could do more, but I'll contribute $10.
Okay, Don, there's a gentleman, and I think you told my screener you wanted to put it on your card, right?
Yeah. I got a debit card, I'll put it on.
Did you want me to say something? Or...
Yes, please.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Sam, but I don't think $10 is going to do it. I mean, it's going to cost me a lot of money to bury my son. So.
I know, but it's going to cost you $6,000. Listen, I understand how distraught you are.
Thank you very much.
It's going to just take a lot of people like me to pull together for you.
I didn't expect
to go on the air for this.
Oh, I'm. Can you do? I feel bad asking you. Can you do $100? Is that?
Well, the gentleman can do $10.
Yeah, that's really all I can do.
That's not really going to do anything.
Well,
that's $510 so far.
Yeah, that's $510. You see what I'm saying, Don? And I know, as Sam indicated very well, you are distraught.
I'm just emotionally. I've got my two daughters are going to. One of them has just been diagnosed with breast cancer. I didn't want to say anything about it.
All right, but this man has said, you got a lot of problems going on here, so every little bit's going to help.
It's, you know what, Sam? I appreciate it very much, sir, but you do. I'm sure you've got better things to do with your $10.
No, the man wants to give it to you.
No problem.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
Nice talking to y'all.
Okay, Sam, thank you. I don't think that you can...
But you have to understand where I'm coming from. Come on, and I said my son's shot, and he's dead. He's been murdered by somebody we don't know who got into the house and did it. And the guy says, I'll give you $10. That's almost like telling me, you know, I think it's funny that your son's dead. I want to laugh and have a party.
That man had... No, sir, that's not like that, okay?
Well, that's how it affects me, because...
No, that's not like that. He called, out of the kindness, the goodness of his heart, $10. Okay?
But I've got a son who's laying downstairs in a basement... He's been cut up and shot and everything.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Lincoln, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think that... what's the gentleman's name again?
I'm sorry, sir.
He asked you, what is your name? His name is Don Parsley.
My name's Don.
Well, Don, it sounds like you have some very serious problems, and it sounds like to me you probably need to get some serious psychiatric help to begin with.
I've been very depressed, yes, sir.
I've been in that situation, too, you know,
Well, you mean you found your son dead?
Well, no, not that, but I've been in all of this has depressed you to the point that you can't handle it anymore, it sounds like to me.
I'm doing okay if people, like the one guy, I didn't even want to ask for money, but Mr. Henry said, why don't you do it? And so the guy called and said he'll give me $10. That depresses me.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's a start.
A start to buy a new one.
Toward paying for your kid's funeral.
$10 is going to buy a cardboard box for that boy, and that's about it. I'd like to put him in something better than a cardboard box. I'm sure you understand.
No. You got $510.
So $510.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
doing it. Dude, I am broke.
I've got a wife.
I can scratch up $10 for you.
Well, I don't understand. I just told you that $10 isn't going to be enough.
Well, you know what, Lincoln? You got your radio turned up, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can hear myself echoing in the background. $10, Mr. Henry, and I say this with it's not going to pay for the gas in my car to get to the funeral home. In other words, I'll run out of gas before I'm able to go and see if they did it, you know, if they have them there or they just put them in a bag or whatever they did. I'll be walking, and by the time I get there, it'll be over.
What, do the people in your community not help you at all?
That's a good point. What about neighbors and friends?
No, we live unfortunately, we live out in a rural area.
I live in a rural area, and I mean, we chip together. We'll put jars on the counter at the store, and people chip their change in there.
My nearest neighbors, we just moved into this. It's like an area. I haven't met anybody yet.
Hey, look at Lincoln. You're very kind, sir. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. Carol, hi. You're on with Don Parsley, who's suffered a tragedy that none of us could even imagine. Carol?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, $500 will pay for a perfectly good cremation.
I don't believe in that, ma'am.
And most churches, knowing your situation, will perform at least a graveside ceremony for your son.
So are you not wanting to give any money, or, ma'am?
Sir, I'm beginning to wonder if you're telling the truth. Hear one thing after the other. Now your daughter has breast cancer.
Yeah, I never lied.
Your wife is sick.
I never
lied. You went to Hawaii last year?
I've never
been to Hawaii in my life.
Well, maybe, is that a crime, ma'am?
No, it's not a crime. But, you know, the first thing I do is go out and sell those guns you have.
Well, I didn't come on Mr. Henry's program to hear you tell me. I just lost my son. And if you had some sensitivity to that, ma'am. I just lost my son tragically, and you're calling up and you're telling me all about your... You've never been to Hawaii.
You don't want $10. You want the poor man to give you $100.
No, ma'am. I'm just...
$500's not good enough for you.
Well, how much can you give?
It's not a matter of how much I can give. It's whether I believe you asked it. You're scamming people.
Okay. I hope you never suffer the death of a child. Because
obviously
you don't know what it is.
You don't know what I've suffered.
No, you haven't suffered anywhere like I have. And the only people people who've lost a child have suffered the way I know.
Your son is lying in your basement, for God's sake?
Well, let me ask you something, ma'am. When you die, where do you hope they're going to find you? Maybe they'll find you with your rear end up in the air on your kitchen floor. It's not very dignified.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I die,
I'm sorry my son didn't die in a place that you think is appropriate for someone to die. But that's where he died.
If you can provide him a funeral, why not do a decent cremation?
Because I don't
keep his ashes.
Did you ask her if she's got any money?
Did you want to donate any money, ma'am?
Because I don't want to talk to her if she doesn't have any money. You know, money talks, bullcrap walks.
Carol, I guess he doesn't want to talk to you. I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. A moment ago, though, you didn't want to take charity, sir.
I understand that, but My wife is very seriously ill, and she has asked me if we can get money for Seth's funeral. They had to work on his face because of the bow and arrow. I'll do anything I can.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If somebody calls up and they says they want to give you money, you said your son's funeral.
I understand, Mr. Hendry, that people want to do what's the right thing, but if they're going to give me money to pay for my son's funeral, then why would they insult me by only offering $10? What I want to say to you right now, and I just talked to my wife, Candy, what we want is a minimum bid at $50. And then we can go up from there.
Well, when you came on, you didn't want to take charity.
I do not want to take charity, sir, no. I do not want to take charity, but my wife, she'll be dead soon. My son's already dead.
Is your wife getting treatment for her breast cancer?
I don't have any money. I can't. I'm going to need more than $6,000. I'll need more just to pay for it. Shoot.
Here is Brandy. Brandy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'd like to say how sorry I am about his son. But I'd also like to say that you're being very ungrateful to people, and perhaps they only have $10 to give. And five people giving $10 is $50, and it will add up.
How much do you have? What do you got?
Sir, don't say, Brandy, let me just say something. You don't say to people, what do you got? The people are calling up.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to waste anybody's time. They don't want to waste my time.
You need to quit sounding like an ungrateful ass then and be courteous and thoughtful to people that are trying to help you.
Ma'am, have you ever lost a son in an automobile accident?
Well, I thought your son was shot. Was he shot with a gun? Was he shot with an arrow? Now
no, I never said an arrow. I said I have a bow and arrow. My son wasn't shot with an arrow, no.
Well, I thought you said that he had to have reconstructive because he shot with an arrow.
Yeah, he'd had reconstructive surgery.
Because he had been in an automobile accident. I thought I was very clear about that.
No, you were clear that he got shot in the face with an arrow and he had to have reconstruction.
You had said, if I may say, you were telling me about you have a 38 and a 45, a 41?
I got a 41 Magnum, yeah.
That your son had been playing with the gun with a friend.
Yes, sir. They had been. They had been in his friend's car, and he was shot. That's how they had the accident.
So you said he was shot at your house, that the friend came over to your house.
Yeah, no, they came over to the house. If I'm too emotional to tell the story straight, forgive me. They came over to the house, they got the gun, then they were playing with it in the car, then the friend shot my son through the head, and then the car wrecked. And then the next day we find out my wife had,
You said she's got breast cancer.
Yes, sir.
Well, he had a daughter that has breast cancer.
No, I said my wife.
No, you said your daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I know. Well, if I did, I misspoke. But that doesn't make any difference. Are you going to lend money to me or?
See, again, you're coming off very, you know what I'm saying? Don't say, are you going to?
Sorry, will you?
Do you think it's funny,
ma'am, if a child dies?
It's
funny that a child dies? Okay.
No, your story is kind of ludicrous. I don't think you're telling the truth.
So you call me a liar?
Well, a lot of your story hasn't been very truthful, and I'm not the only one out there that.
Well, you're the only one you're the only one I've talked to who said that.
Well, the Lady Carol, I just want to be clear. How did your son die?
He got killed he got shot as they were getting in an accident. I told you.
Right as they were getting into an accident?
That's my understanding, yeah. As they were going around the corner, this kid, Kyle, shot him, and then they hit a truck.
Well, is the kid Kyle in jail?
Is he where? Is he in jail?
Yeah.
They're still going through their police report on it.
All right, Brandy, thank you. See, you got to, this is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You have to understand that if you're going to tell a story to us about a very tragic thing, you have to keep the story straight. I realize that you're emotional.
I'm very emotionally distraught. I'm sorry, I'm not Mr. Storyteller here. Excuse me. Excuse me for breathing.
I understand you're distraught.
I lost my son. That's all I know. And I've got two daughters. With, I mean, my wife has breast cancer, and my daughters, those are the ones that are also, they don't have clothes to wear. There's no clothes. No clothes at all.
You have no clothes to wear?
No, sir, we don't. No, we don't. I can't go to work, not like this.
Well, what are you wearing?
I don't have anything on. There's no clothes. We don't have any money, and I did not call up for charity. You're the one who got the idea, sir.
Forgive me, sir, for wanting to help you. I mean,
I didn't ask you to help me. All I know is I got no clothing.
Let me go over here to, this is Jose. Go ahead, Jose, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Jose, my name's Shane.
Oh, hold on, Shane, I got the wrong, where am I going here, man? Oh, four, Shane. I'm sorry, go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Phil, I got a question for you. You know,
yes,
this guy, okay, first of all, I apologize. I feel horrible that you lost your son, but let me ask you a question. Just be honest with me now.
Yes, sir.
Are you drinking your sorrows away right now?
I've had a couple of drinks, but I'm not drunk. No, sir.
I think you're pretty drunk. I think you're pretty intoxicated.
Well,
I don't know why anyone
would
behave the way they're behaving.
Why would you ask me that question if you already got your mind made up? I'm not
man,
drunk.
No, I'm you're not. Being rude to people, man. Listen,
you're
don't
being rude
help
to me. You're being rude to me.
I'm not being rude.
Yeah,
I'm calling on a Friday
up,
night to give
up,
you money, man,
you
to help
to
you out.
Me. You call up to tell me I'm drunk. I'm not
Listen,
drunk.
No. I'm not. I'm just concerned, man. You
how
know,
much money have you got?
How much money do I have? What?
How much money do you want to give me?
I want to give you $25, sir.
Man, that isn't going to buy me tap water.
Listen,
see,
you
that's
have
what
no
we're
concept.
Saying. That's
you
what
obviously
we're
have no concept of how
yeah.
radio works. You're insulting Mr. Hendry by thinking that $25 from every caller wouldn't equal even thousands of dollars for you.
Well,
you know how many people listen
big,
to it?
You're a big radio professional or something? You know,
I'm not a radio professional.
Know
I'm just using common sense, man. You're obviously distraught.
Yeah, I'm distraught. So why would you call up and tell me that I'm drunk and then slap me in the face with a $25? I've had a couple of shots well, he thinks it's funny that a boy lies dead. That's fine. I hope
I'm
you
sorry,
never.
I'm sorry. It's nervous laughter, sir. I'm just feeling bad for you. You're
I hope
obviously
you never
drunk.
Have a child.
You've had a bad month, year, whatever, life. I don't know. But listen, people just want to help you out. So just instead of insulting people by saying $25 isn't enough, say thank you very much and collect your money. And be grateful that people like me are even calling in, giving two bits about you.
You know, you sound like some kind of a man. A guy talked to me like that on the line where I used to work, man, I'd kick your ass.
This is unbelievable.
All right.
Phil, this guy's intoxicated. I don't know why
All
you're
right.
letting him on your airways. I really don't.
I'm not drunk, okay? If you think I'm drunk, I'll tell you what.
How many shots did you have, buddy?
Hey, tell you what. If you think I'm drunk, I'll walk a straight line, you walk a straight line, okay? And when I get to the end and you're still walking it, I'll be laughing.
All right, look at 1-800-449-8686. That guy was going to offer you $25. You don't want it.
I want his $25. Look, it's going to cost me $6,000, okay? Right there. Now, the gas money, getting to and from the funeral home, on top of the fact that my... See, if you amortize that...
All right, hold on for a minute. Now we're amortizing it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're just going to take a few more minutes here, Don. We've been on the air 45 minutes, and you've got $500 for me, and that's it. You're not accepting anybody's donations.
Mr. Renner, I don't believe I accepted yours either.
Well, why wouldn't you accept mine?
I just think you got to get away up there in the air before we can talk some business here, because I got a son to bury. My wife's got to get, maybe, for all I know, she's got to get a boob removal or something. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know.
So now we're paying not only for your son's funeral, but for your wife's surgery. Is that it?
You were the one that had the idea.
I had the idea to get money for your son's funeral, sir. Here is Jenny. Hi, Jenny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Good.
You know, between me and all my friends, we could probably come up with the whole amount. But
well, I'd appreciate that a lot.
But we're not going to do it. I'm not trying to be cruel, but because I just find it so hard to believe that somebody be this idiotic.
Like, what are you talking about? If I got to get a boob removal, I mean, not. I'm sorry to say that.
It's called a mastectomy, sir, and you don't even know that you have to do that yet for your wife.
I mean, my goodness, you keep your dead son in a basement? It's not. It can't.
I find
it really impossible to believe that is something that a normal human being would do.
Ma'am, my son got shot and killed, and then we took him back to the basement and laid him there, and he's down there now. I don't know what else to do with him.
But you said that he was in a car accident and
yes.
then he got shot. And then, like, I find this really hard to believe that this is even possible.
Ma'am.
For somebody to, I mean,
of course, if it's never happened.
Even Jerry Springer.
If it's never happened.
Boy, no kidding. Now that you mention that, Jenny, this sounds like some kind of a Jerry Springer deal.
Oh, this is so Jerry Springer. And
wait a minute.
So even, like,
wait
this,
a minute.
This is,
wait a second.
No.
My son, have you ever had someone get killed in a car and then dragged back to a basement? No, you
haven't.
My mom
passed away from cancer 7 years ago.
That's got nothing to do with getting beat up with a bow and arrow.
But the point is, this sounds like I find it so hard to believe that you are. That this is.
Are you?
Real. Like, I.
Ma'am, are you. Can I ask you a question? Do you have a cold?
No, I don't. And what does that have to do with?
Well, it sounds
that's
like
a really good comeback.
No. It sounds like your nose is stuffed up. That's all.
Oh, okay. So, I mean,
well, if you say you and your friends have got the money,
though, that was trying to screw the.
My daughter was shot in the eye with a BB gun.
That's trying to screw the single mom for mentoring her son.
That's right.
I mean, are you the same guy? Because
of what?
This is. I mean, that's how idiotic it is.
Well. If you think it's stupid that a girl gets an eye full of BB, okay.
A what?
You heard me.
No, I just think this is unreal. This is like the
you know what,
Jerry.
Jenny,
like,
Jenny, I've heard that for about the ninth time now, and that's real great. So why don't you go back to your umbrella drink and let me raise some money for my son's funeral.
But you can't even appreciate it. When somebody says that they're going to give you $10, you say it's not enough.
Well, how much
are you
giving me?
You've been appreciative.
How much are you giving me?
Me and my friends probably would have given you the whole thing.
You and your friends. I bet you all get together down there at Cheers on the beach, and you all come in a halter top, and you drink Corona beer, and your boyfriends go, and then you all go back. And then you all go back to somebody's apartment, drink rum, and have sex with each other's wives and husbands.
We don't go to apartments. No.
All right,
but that's totally irrelevant, but I just...
Man, I'd like to... I don't know whether I want to hit you or make love to you.
Oh, I will puke at the thought of that.
Of me hitting you?
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh.
You know what, Jenny?
You need to get some help.
You get your nose
blown.
Jenny, you blow your nose and you and I can talk.
Okay, I'll blow my nose.
You blow your nose and you and I can talk.
I just did.
Nose and you and I got personality. You and I got possibilities.
So, you break away from the fifth... that you're drinking.
All right.
And do something and get some mental help.
Get into your Honda convertible, drive down to the Newport Pier.
No, I have a BMW, actually.
All right, thank you.
A BMW?
Yeah.
So you're driving a
Jaguar. I don't have a Honda convertible.
So you're driving a Jaguar.
But anyways.
It's BMW's German. All right, I got a break. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with Don Parsley, a man who lost his son to either an automobile accident, got shot, got hit with a BB gun, or got a bow and arrow. I don't know what. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world. one 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well,
I just don't think, sir, that that I've done the right thing by having you on the air.
I don't understand.
I just don't think I did the right thing. I don't think I did my audience a service. I think your story is inconsistent. I think that
Mr. Hendry, I came on and with good intention.
No, I think your story is inconsistent. I think I reached out, my audience reached out, and you were positively rude in response.
Okay, well, I'm going to go downstairs to make sure my son's body's still there, okay? You can just go straight.
To make sure your son's body's still there, huh?
That's right. And I don't care what you think. You keep... Damn it.
What happened?
I tripped. Yep, he's still here.
My apologies, folks. This guy... Hi. Yeah, my son got a bow and arrow through the face, or his friend shot him. The best one, though, his friend shot him right as they were getting into an accident. Now, I don't want to talk to this guy, bud.
He really wants to say...
I don't want to...
He really wants to.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank you for having me on your program and for providing me with a lot of laughs. And I really appreciate everything. And did you know you were on tape tonight on KFI? They took you off the air because of those comments you made about...
Yes, I was aware of the fact that they pulled me off the air on the Los Angeles affiliate because we were promoting the show that was going to replace us on Monday, and apparently they didn't like the way we were promoting it. And it doesn't surprise me at all, because there's two kinds of people in this business. There's big time and there's small time. I like to think that I'm...
Small time?
Big time. What do you mean small time? And then there's small timers. Anyway, enough said, baby. On Monday, our new home in Los Angeles, Extra Sports AM 570. That is, of course, unless somebody gets their underwear in a short in a bunch about that one. And on the air on Monday as well at WWNC in Asheville. Excited about that. Big things happening. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place.